Well, obviously, I was happy with the start we got off to, and then very disappointed the second half, the first half, especially from a defensive standpoint, letting the ball into the lane. We knew coming into the game that UTEP was all about dribble penetration. They had many guys that could create off the dribble, and our number one game key was to keep the ball out of the lane. And again, I thought we got off to a good start, and defense broke down, and turnovers on the offensive end didn't help us either with 14 at halftime. Made a good run in the second half after getting down double figures, and last play there on the sidelines, down one, we had to get a better shot than we did, and didn't happen.
Questions?
Excuse me?
Not get overtime and then miss three at the end. How tough is that for you?
Well, any loss is tough. I mean, we come to play and have high expectations, and a few box outs down the end didn't happen, and we just had to come up with a better shot down one than we did.
Coach, did you ever able to figure out why you got shot at that time?
Well, our conference player of the year was on the bench, having fouled out of the game. So, you know, that's something. We have to develop a bench. And, hey, we had a freshman there at a key time. We would prefer not to be in that situation. But with EB on the bench having fouled out, we didn't have much of a choice there. He'll learn.
What did Tommy McMahon's struggles look like in the first couple of attempts to turn it over?
Well, you know, they were good shots, so he's got to keep on shooting them. He's got to keep on working in practice, and those shots will drop. I'm more concerned with creating good shots out of our offense, and I thought he had some good open looks there.
Coach, for the first time out against this athletic team, how would you assess when the loss says a lot about how you did tonight? How would you assess the way you all executed and implemented things you all been talking about the last month?
Well, obviously, we have a long way to go with our execution. You know, I thought, throughout learning of the offense, of the system, one thing that has to be a constant is our defense and rebound the basketball. Start out the game on a good note defensively, and then we went into a lull, and they just got into the lane. They have guys that can penetrate. You know, you heard their bench calling out, just take it off the dribble, take it off the dribble. And we knew it was coming, and we really broke down covering the ball and giving good support off the ball for too long a period of time at the end of the first half, second half of the first half, and to start the second half. Came back and made some defensive adjustments and got some stops down the stretch that got us back in the ball game from being down double figures.
After a tough loss like this, now having to go right up against Syracuse, most likely.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I mean, this season's it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, and you know we're going to keep on improving as a basketball team. We're looking forward to playing Syracuse if that's who we play tomorrow night.
Can you shed some light on why Pettit didn't foul after he took up the rebound with about 32 seconds or so to go, about 12 or 14 seconds before
it wasn't long after that we did foul. Just kind of. Those are some of the game situations we've got to get better at, but we had ample time after fouling to have a shot to come back and win the game, I thought.
You played a lot of guys in the first half. Was that just something you wanted to do to get them in there right away and see what they could do?
Well, I was concerned with EB with two quick fouls, and Steve with two quick fouls, and seeing if I can buy some time and give EB a good second half where he could play aggressively defensively, and I thought for the most part we hung in there and enabled him to do that in the second half. He had a few tough calls there, but it's the way it goes.
How different is it, I guess, playing a venue like this, so big as the football stadium, going all the way back? Some people will say, if you play in a big venue, it affects how you see the backboard and stuff like that. Do you notice that?
I don't think about it much. I think shooters can shoot. The rims are 10 feet high, and it doesn't matter what the backdrop is. Shooters will shoot. I thought we did a better job in the second half getting the ball inside, getting some post play, which really bothered UTEP, and we've got to do more of that down the road.
Coach, can you talk about the play of Brian Grenier and some of the contributions he made on both ends of the floor?
He played terrific. He's a competitor, and he scored the ball for us tonight. I think he had 11 points in the first half. He hit a few threes. He drove the ball. He's a heady player, and we need more play like that in the future, too. He's a very good player.
You've got about a day to get ready probably for Syracuse. Now, you say you're excited about it, looking forward to it. How do you get ready, Coach?
Well, go back and break down a tape. I think this time of the year, we say it all the time, it's more about us than the opponent. With that said, we're going to face a zone defense tomorrow night, and it's a long-rangey team with athletes, and we've got to be ready. But we'll break down the tape tonight, and we'll see what we did from our own execution standpoint, offensively and defensively, and talk more about that than Syracuse.
Talk about focusing on your team. Were there anything, did your team do anything tonight that surprised you, or did things generally go as expected?
You know, I thought we got off to a good start, and I was pleased on both sides of the ball, not just because of the score, but I thought our execution was pretty good defensively as well as offensively. But I was disappointed that it broke down, and those breakdowns you saw happen when we had to go to the bench with some inexperienced players. Those inexperienced players are going to have to grow up quick if we're to have success.
Thank you.